Peah, Perek Vav, Mishnah Zayin. Once we established in the previous Mishnah that a bundle that has two sa'ah is not considered to be shikha, so also the Mishnah here says that standing grain is true as well. Kama, standing grain, sheyesh ba sasayim, that has two sa'ah of grain in it, ushechacha, and he forgets about that standing grain. We said that there is shikhas kama, there is such a din of shikha even once for standing grain that you've forgotten about. However, here, since it has two sa'a, ain a shikha, it's not considered to be shikha, just as we said with a bundle. Now, what if ain basa sayim, it actually does not have, for practical purposes, two sa'a worth of grain. Avalhi uya la'aso sasayim. However, it is the type of grain that normally would be sasayim. However, this year is a bad year, and the kernels of grain are more shriveled than usual. It's not the way it normally is. Since it's ruia lasu sasayim, afilu hi shel tofach. Even if these kernels are so hard and so small, smaller than the usual, that they are resemble tofach. Tofach is a small bean, so it's that small. Roen osa, we still view it ki'ilu hi'anava, as if it is a full and robust kernel. Shel se'orim, of barley, and barley was known to have particularly large and robust kernels. So, therefore, even though right now, because of the bad season or the bad situation, it isn't as large as normal, but we base ourselves in terms of figuring out whether something has two sa'ah in it, so it's not shikha, based on what it normally makes. We look at it as if it's the anava shel sa'orim, the robust grains of barley. Now, there's actually a machlok is a dispute as to whether or not is our Mishnah actually talking about sa'orim, and we're just saying that even though this sa'orim is not such good sa'orim, however, we look at it as if it were a proper year of Sa'orim, or are we saying that really we are talking about other types of grain and we're just comparing it to Sa'orim because Sa'orim themselves are more robust than the average grain?